Hello, welcome to Beautiful Subconscious. So today's episode, we're going to be discussing how can I perform better in my life? Where are you feeling like you're wanting just to now dial it up or just inquire like, all right, if there were something more, what would that look like and what's required of me? So I love diving into this. This is a question that I always find that I kind of float in, and we'll dive on that more. But before we get right into it, this is a new sort of segment that I've just added in the previous episode. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this more and more. Is I'm going to pull a card before every, at the start of every episode, because I know that whenever you tune on in, whenever you listen to this episode, it will have some relevance to a particular part of your journey for sure. And so allow this to just give you that nod of, I got you. There's always a higher guidance that's at play here. We are energy. We are part of something, the things that we consciously know, and we are a part and interfacing with the things that we don't consciously know. So just keep that in mind, that there's always something greater at hand that should hopefully give you a sense of relief, not a sense of fear, but a sense of relief like, shit, I don't have to carry everything on my own back. There is someone here for me. There is something, some more, like there's a source being that's got my back. So let this be your message from them. My daily actions empower me. I love that. Okay, cool. So how does that land for you? My daily actions empower me. Are you doing the things that you know are going to move the needle? Are you doing the things that you know are going to expand your edges? Or are you sitting on the sidelines of your own life and just allowing time to go past and then not really grabbing a hold of the opportunities and the possibilities that are forever in and around you? So this is great. And of course, it leads into what we were discussing in how I can perform better in my life. Like, are your daily actions empowering you? Are you allowing your actions to empower you so you can perform better in your life? So how I like to address this line of questioning is, how can I perform better? Is firstly, what is gearing this line of questioning? Are you coming from a sense of intuitive knowingness? Like, I know I am leaving like 60, 70, 80, 90% in the tank, and I am just comfortable on this edge that I've created, this plateau, and I'm just kind of, and so you're not growing. So you've got this like, this inner itch of like, I know I'm not growing. I know that I'm just hitting it. And so it's playing out. It might be subtle. It could be growing, but you know it's there. Or simultaneously, can you just check on in? Are you being just really super freaking hard on yourself at the same time? Like, are you being super, like, you're just expecting more and more from a place of not enough, you're not enough, you're not enough. And so once you can kind of decipher the energy behind why you're wanting to know, how can I perform better in my life, then you can get clear on which way to address it. Because if it's coming from the knowingness that I know I've got a bunch of potential that's right there, that all I got to do is say yes to it and lean into it and give that a go. Cool. We can address that. Why am I being so hard on myself? Like, why am I like feeling like I've just got to prove if I don't, then we can also address that. There is nothing we can't address. So the way that I like to hit this question is, firstly, we have what's called a triangle of health. We've got our physicality, we've got our emotions and our mental side of health. And then we've also got the biochemistry of health. So when those three sides finding their dynamic balance, then you're going to be able to feel like you can perform better. But if one's feeling compensated by the other two, or they're overcompensating for one or more, then that balance, you're going to feel off and you won't be performing at your best. There is space for you to perform better in your life. So whether that is in one areas or all areas, you'll find that what happens in one will probably happen in more, but then there'll just be more parts of your life that'll be more obvious. So I guess starting with, say, physical. Physical, I'm like checking in with my body. Like, am I tired? What's happening in my body? Am I holding physical tension? Am I like clenching my jaw? Is there like a shoulder pain, a knee thing? Your body is communicating at its most physical matter form. How's it going? Like, check on in. What does that part need? Or what's it just trying to bring awareness to? The third part is like your emotions and your mental, which I like to always, wherever the body starts. But for me, that's where I find that I gravitate to, like the mental and the emotional sides of things. Like, I often think when I go take Ryder to a football game, or we watch some sort of you know, high performance sport or activity, it gets me thinking. I'm like, gosh, like say in a stadium, and because, you know, Ryder wants to become a football player. He's so freaking good at it. And I picture myself as the mum of those guys, those men down on the field. And, you know, they have learned to master their subconscious and block out the noise, which is, you know, what every elite peak performance person does. It's tuning out the noise, but it's just like you hear the stadium roar. If they miss it, if they kick it, if they get a goal, if they don't, if they love you, if they don't love you. And you're like, holy shit, there is a lot of energy that they're in this, you know, field or this pressure cooker of. And so they have learned to master their subconscious, to block that noise out and just be with themselves, to master their emotions, to master their mental capacity and just allow that to fine tune where they focus their attention on and just perform and then take that action. It is so brilliant. But, you know, when they say, for instance, then that gets to them week after week, time after time, there is something that happens, then it's going to affect your biochemistry because then at the same time, you're not feeling as strong in your thoughts, you're not feeling as strong in your emotions. They're going to then activate certain responses within your body to either turn up more stress hormones, to not feel like you're safe enough to rest because your mind is always going. So your body is always communicating and responding to what it feels, thinks, and does. And so then the biochemistry will set off a chain of reactions to the physiology, and then that's going to have an effect on your physical, and you can see how the cycle can kind of spin. So through kinesiology, obviously my most favorite, potent, precise, and impactful modality that I choose to use, it will give us an indication of which area to begin with, like what would make the most impact, which entry point of this individual should we address first, knowing that we're ultimately addressing them all, but to get efficient and most dynamic effect, which side of the triangle does it best want to address first? And then knowing we'll probably enter into the other areas too through the line, the potent lines of questioning and following the body's cues and intelligence. And so that's what I like to do is understanding that under all those three sides of the triangle of health is energy. So we can get to the root core of that physical injury, because that physical injury is a matter manifestation of energy that is needing to be moved, addressed, recalibrated into. And so we can access that through kinesiology by addressing what's happening subconsciously, automatically, unconsciously, why the body had felt like it needed to protect, or that information and communication of that muscle to release whatever it is, but then put it in a situation of compromise and now there's an injury. We can access that information right through the energetics that we tap into through kinesiology, which is profound. Like same with the emotional, same with the mental, of course, same with the biochemistry. We can ask, like, what is happening within the hormones of your adrenals, your reproductive hormones? Like, what's happening with my cycle? What's happening with, you know, my sleep? What's happening within my immune system? So there is nothing we can't access, which I absolutely love. And then so how you can perform better in your life is, yes, address those three areas and see which one starts to find more relevance to you. You might want to start with the physical and be like, all right, I'm just going to, you know, sleep a little earlier. Maybe I need to stop the scroll and sleep, stop the mindless Netflix and just rest. Do I feel better for that rest? Chances are you actually probably, if you're really adrenal fatigued, you'll probably feel worse, like you've been hit by a truck, before you get better. That's in my experience anyhow, because you've been so depleted of deep rest that when you finally get it, it's like the body is communicating to itself like, shit, she means it. She's resting. Let's take it. Everyone, tools down. And then you feel like a truck has hit you. And then so you might want to hit it from the physical, move a little more, rest a little more, hydrate a little more, nourish and make sure that you're getting some really good nutrients in. And then if that nutrients that you find might not be, you know, giving you the energy that you thought, maybe it's a biochemistry thing. maybe you've got to check in, like, how is, you know, the systems of the body communicating, and how are they breaking down the nutrients and the minerals that they need in order to take what it needs and then excrete the rest, or like get rid of the rest of the toxins or the waste. The emotions and the mental, maybe you're just that caught up unconsciously with how you feel and what you're overanalyzing within your head, that it doesn't have the space or the energetic capacity to properly, optimally digest your food because it's in a survival-based state. So there are always things that will be beautiful telltale signs as to where your body's at. So how can I perform better in my life? Address those three areas, see what starts to show up, understand that we can access that on the energetic realm, and then start to really clear up where there may be blockages or things that are in a state of unresolved. And then from there, you can start to see your body recalibrate. You'll feel your energy rise. You'll feel more clear in the head. You'll feel regulated in your emotions. You'll physically perform better, and you'll see the results externally. You'll feel more fulfilled in your everyday. You'll take those actions and you'll feel more empowered. Whether you take those actions within your relationships, you'll spend the time, you'll dedicate the time to commit to being in that relationship. Same with work, showing up, doing the things to empower me. So just know that you've always got an opportunity to ask for more. Because if there's more, then more gets more and more gets more. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's the way that it goes with this level of expansion and consciousness that we are all very much a part of. And it's just now asking yourself, are the things that I think, do, and say empower me? And if not, how can I change that to do and perform better in life? So that's me. I hope that you have taken something from this. If you have, please let me know. Screenshot it, tag me in there, hit me with a DM. I'm loving that you've been hitting me with DMs and saying thanks. Like, I, that just makes my day. And if there is someone that you know that could benefit from just these little bite-sized insights, like all you need is just a quick hit of something that will set off an unconscious, subconscious knowingness within that would be like, ah, oh, it's like I knew that, but then now I really know that, or it's reminded me, or cool, that's a concept that I'm first to hear, but then yes, I know how I can apply it to my everyday. That's all that we hope for. And so if that's the case for you, please give it a like, please subscribe, let me know. And if there's something that you want to address here in one of these podcast episodes, is there something that you're like, cool, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of insight on that, please hit me up. I would love to be able to use this space as somewhere where we can connect and just shoot the breeze and iron out some things that we may not consciously know but can feel is there. So cool. Have an amazing week. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your ears. And until next week, take care of you.
Audience exclusive.